his voice on Indonesia with the news. Tourism is a potential sector for Indonesia, where the country received more than 13 billion foreign tourists by 2024 and creates 25 million jobs with foreign exchange earnings of $16.7 billion. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, at the opening ceremony of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific Commission for South Asia Joint Commission meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday. Erlangga revealed that Indonesia, under the leadership of President Prabowo, views tourism as one of the pillars of economic growth. And according to Erlangga, the Indonesian government has a strong commitment to developing sustainable and environmentally friendly tourism, as well as encouraging local community-based tourism.
And we have strong commitment to develop sustainable tourism and global friendly tourism, as well as encourage local community-based
in the opening ceremony, Erlangga Hartarto also explained that with the current global economic conditions, Indonesia is committed to continuing to establish cooperation and collaboration, because according to him, with collaboration, Indonesia will be stronger and more prosperous together. Erlangga also invited each country's delegation present to promote tourism that can encourage economic growth, inclusiveness, and preserve the environment. The head of the Data Center Information and Disaster Communication of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Abdul Muhaya, just stated that Indonesia has more than 10,000 volunteers that are ready to be deployed and help ease the burden of people affected by disasters, not only in the country but also abroad. Earlier, the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, or INASAR, had returned home after providing humanitarian assistance in Myanmar, which was affected by the earthquake. In an interview with NTV Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Abdul Muhaya said the volunteers that Indonesia has included were health workers, the Search and Rescue Team.
So for the Search and Rescue Team, we have already team 24/7, and it's probably not less than 500 personnel. And for the emergency medical team, the Ministry of Health has already developed the supporting team in all over Indonesia that probably not less than 5,000 personnel. And at the NTB itself, we have at least 10,000 registered volunteers in all over Indonesia.
Abdul Muhaya further said that although Indonesian government has a team ready to be deployed when a disaster strikes, preparation for disasters must also be a concern for the community. According to him, this readiness includes the readiness of disaster-resistant buildings to recognize the risks of disasters that are quite diverse, especially those that often occur in Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baikar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery. Voice of Indonesia.
You will go to Semarang Central Java, in which you can enjoy the so-called Gado Semarang, not only the song, but also the cuisines. But talking about cuisines all across Semarang, wow, they got a lot of savory cuisines that you can explore, a lot of soups, we call it soto in our place, and also other interesting fried chickens, but do not think it's with flour, just like the ones that you have on your fast food chain, it's not like that. And on this occasion, I'd like to say thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App, and you can enjoy directly all the programs from all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia across Indonesia. You can also enjoy your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest vegan news. Of course, you can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. So, what are you waiting for? Download right now RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Once again, download now on Google Play and App Store.
Never ending.
endurance, but it is also able to meet daily iron needs.
From Indonesia to the world. So, listener, recently the Indonesian government promotes waste management awareness in West Manggarai. And in here, we got the Deputy Minister of Tourism, Niluh Puspa, who urged the people to be more aware about the waste management. And this is also part of the Clean Tourism Movement launched by the Tourism Ministry. So, recently, during her visit to Labuan Bajo on Saturday, and she also highlighted the importance of public awareness on waste management because it is the key to creating a truly sustainable tourist destinations. And she also appealed to the community, especially the ones who are living around the tourism areas, to maintain cleanliness as well as to manage their waste effective. Or they also realize that it's not only the responsibility of the people, but also everybody having like the old town also operators of something, they need to do something about it to clean up the places. And the programs like the Clean Tourism Movement also focus on waste management and maintenance of so many facilities to allow people to enjoy the tourism spots like restrooms and many more. And we wish that, well, you who also would like to visit Indonesia would join in the Clean Tourism Movement by Keep Indonesia Clean. News from Voice of the Nation, at every station across Indonesia, at every doctor, ID is the answer, at every doctor, ID, the official news portal of Radio Republic Indonesia, delivers the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from across the source, only at every doctor, ID. It's a story about the electricity ship from Indonesia to additional one. It's called Finishing. Voice of Indonesia.
This movie tourism at the sea is the first millennium where the Indonesian people were rich, long off Chinese receipts. It was only after that was no longer accessed except for by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there were Chinese receipts. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia there were some waves of 9 meters and I want to see it. And immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Kalau secara klinis itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19 sekitarnya tahun 1830-an.
Around the 19th century and around 1840, it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates international terms schooner catch or catch. It means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that this sails were first used in the western regions of the Antilles, Rio, Brazil, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in the Southern Sea, and the other sail was changed, which we know now as
the Indian sail. Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur. Sehingga akhirnya, ini layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun, layarnya diubah. Sedemikian rupa-rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Indonesia.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Indonesia became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Indonesia itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term Indonesia generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for those who carried coal from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And the news was that the questions still arose about what Indonesia is, because the term Indonesia was not yet known to people at the time. Because in the past, when the people from Harbour Master and so on, folks like that were still called Palari. There was Palari Tongtong, there was Palari Tongtong. The first Indonesia started in the early 80s, especially after the Indonesia was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called Palari were then called Finisi. So the term Indonesia, which now we really keep writing, is actually a creation after the Finisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver. Dan di situ pula misalnya, Papua yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Finisi. Jadi, istilah Finisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan. Sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini mengingatkan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
Hawaii. It was never enough and accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ireland was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, the Dutch newspaper and the Harbour Master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as Palari. So the use of the word Finisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the modernization and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared over time. This is a memory that we are quite proud of. When Finisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver, and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Finisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the Antilles. The use of the word Finisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of the nation's boat manufacturing world, because in Indonesia, there are hundreds of thousands of boats, and they all have their own names.
Memesan perahu-perahu seperti itu, istilah Finisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Pontobar itu. Penggunaan kata Finisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia. Karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Finisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, waktu itu yang saya ceritakan.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Ireland, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman, who was vouching for us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that, you're going home, right? And at that time, many of the others didn't come. I went first, so then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. It was still meet more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters? He said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen a meter's wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine, and also on the sail. There were also four people from Canada, also Caribbean. I asked you this lady, man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. Oh, is the 10 meters one light? I said. Relying on two masts and seven double-up sails called Finisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Well, kalau kita berlayar itu main di layar aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. Like here yesterday, sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Finisi di bangun ini asalnya dari arah Bulukumba, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Finisi ship was built originally from Arabic and also Sulawesi, starting from the year before independence in 1945. After independence, it already existed. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di sini pengalaman saja. Nah, dia pula dari sebelumnya. Kalau dengan Finisi, saya kurang lebih. Tapi kali ini kami meeting di pantai India, pantai Anjur.
The Finisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one, because in just 2 months and a half, and like this, with 2 units, with 25 people working, plus iron wood, baking wood, and thick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make a job any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from bitter wood, but the viscosity of the wood forced me to use it only for the shipwrecks. Now I cannot do it anymore, because it's one of the
jobs. Sekarang tidak jalan, sudah berpulang. Kita untuk pakai
pulang. Baiknya di kamu jati. The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemolimo people knew this shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatarum. There is one thing that is absent from our territory, what we can call the formula for naming. Many people say that those are made by drawing and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded after God. There are various boundaries that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the plank, the age of the frame, and so on. Those who still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemolimo people, who seems to have a formula called Tatarum, which can take its boat up to 14 meters long. Here on boats, or whatever boats were called in the 1700s, were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Arab people, at some point in 1930s to 1950s, created a new manufacturing formula,
Jadi ada kesan bahwa Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an, 1940-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan tata apa dan bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat unik. Secara teknologi, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
Those are both very, very complicated things. Probably the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of lumber, of objects in the sturt, whatever there is, as far as I know, it's 100 times more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboat. You install one small part wrongly, so the system won't work. It's the same as if a boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not work. And there is another point here. The boat is not something rectangular, but it's created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not work. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve of the axis of the angle, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the exposure for 1,000 years, and the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrights from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more popular, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only easy.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan laut maul yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Alat itu alat amat rumit. Sebelum berubah menjadi ini, bahwa kesenjian halaya adalah, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk, apa ya, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada halaya ramai. Supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini sih doang.
Kan genggamanmu izinkan aku beri lu yang baru. special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Raju Seed in Flores is the main producer of Majawa coffee seeds. Although the Raju Seed's only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Majawa Arabica coffee. When not in the Majawa Flores coffee conquered the world event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada region, Paulo Soliwa, expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Raju Seed to be an agro tourism. With this example of tourism in Bolo Bolo is still in the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro tourism. How people plant the coffee seeds through this process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of another region is welcomed by the agriculture ministry. We support the idea from our program. We strengthen what we have planned. Its priority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Major Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its excitement to be able to connect our program and the agriculture ministry. Over there, it is built in the three plantation of seed stores and also replanting. We are excited because they have big potential in infrastructure and tech. We also collaborate with Director General CSP for its mission to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Pasi Sumadiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Powers also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and the hot springs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Sounds, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.